after the Masters, isn't his Master? No, it's 2 years. So whoever was the Masters winner the year before that will fall off, which was
Weir.
Weir.
Was it Weir? All right, 8:46 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, let's get into this pretty interesting and possibly ugly controversy about appearance fees to get the big names to your tournament.
Yeah.
And should the Nelson and Colonial look into it? Talk about it next.
Four. It's the P1's most popular pastoral pursuit.
I still better get rid of a little bile early in the morning.
The 7th annual T-Box One Club Golf Tournament. Saturday, April 9th at West Ridge Golf Club in McKinney.
Oh, yes. Please, yes.
Put yourself in position to participate by grabbing your one favorite club. Then sign up now at theticket.com. Don't wait. At just $99, this thing always sells out.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
One club can win it all, but you only get one.
One? One, 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 one?
Brought to you by Car Toys, North Texas Toyota dealers, and the station that says, where there's a wedge, there's a way. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, who couldn't use $100? $100 to get something that you really need and you should want. Yep, DishDirect is going to offer you $100 if you cut the cable and you get a great satellite system from DishDirect. Just get that today, along with TiVo, 70 hours of programming. Record one program, watch another. It's the greatest invention ever in the history of ever, especially if you're a guy. Give them a call today, 888-834-1999. Get a free TiVo. Get up to 4 rooms programmed free for satellite TV. Digital quality picture, digital quality sound. And you can also look into the March Madness special. DishDirect will let you test drive DirecTV's best programming package for 3 months at half price. That's over 200 all-digital channels at half price, $150 value. How about that? So somebody's going to hand you $100 to get TiVo and satellite TV.
Drop Page Radio.
Is it okay if you do just a little bit of each song for us here on the show?
Well, as long as I don't have to do the entire song.
Okay, no, you don't have to do the whole song.
Just a snippet?
Yeah. No.
Like, which ones do you want to hear? Because I generally specialize in short songs. I cut songs down to a manageable 30 seconds.
Golly. Right.
So, I have a set list for the halftime show of over 63 songs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking at this is the set list. Well, why don't I just pick out a few and you perform just a snippet?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
please.
Know.
Oh, come on. That's what the P1's
okay.
Fun. All right. Would you, could you do a little bit of I Touch Myself by the Divinyls? This is, I see, the I Touch Myself remix.
Yes, I've already covered the song on 4 other albums.
Okay. Wow. So it's a remix of your cover.
Yeah.
Chris McKinley, ladies and gentlemen.
Drop Page Radio.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh my God.
That is
so creepy. All right, that's the remix.
Don't gyrate like that when you do it on Sunday, by the way. That's gross.
I've been to stage shows, too.
All right, yeah. This may be offensive, George. You're going to cover a song from our favorite band, U2, one of their number one hits. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I have climbed highest mountain. I have run through the fields only to be with you.
Radio.
Cover a song from our favorite band, U2, one of their number one hits. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I have climbed highest mountain. I have run through the fields only to be with you. Only to be with you.
It's a drag queen.
Yet I continue to have yet to locate the article that which I'm seeking.
It's a bit wordy, don't you think?
That's how he covers a song. Yeah, he changes the lyrics a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be a good one. Chris, would you mind doing a little bit of Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee?
That doesn't sound like a match.
No, I try to do. I'm experimenting with different musical styles.
Okay.
I like to experiment.
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
Just Age Radio.
For account opening, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Cowboys could trade that win, man's best friend, and Sonic Drive-In bring you the ticker. Sources out of Valley Ranch say the Cowboys are shopping a linebacker to the New Orleans Saints in exchange for defensive end Darren Howard. Howard had 11 sacks last season. Mavericks beat the Bucks 112-110 in Milwaukee. Devin Harris had 9 points and 4 assists in the game, and Jason Terry says it was important.
Devin came in with energy like we needed. He pushed the ball, he attacked the basket with penetration, and he made it tough on the other team. So, you know, Devin is a great young player, great energy, and he's doing a great job.
Mavericks put Jerry Stackhouse on the injured list. Stack has been battling a groin injury. The Big 12 semifinals are set. The first game is at 1 o'clock. Texas Tech will play Oklahoma. Yesterday, Tech beat Iowa State 64-56, and Oklahoma won over Missouri 83-79. The late game is between Kansas and Oklahoma State, set to tip off at 3:20. Oak State barely beat Colorado 87-85, and Kansas won over K-State 80-67. Wayne Simeon had 28 points in the game. And Brett Wedrick has got the lead halfway through the PGA Tour Honda Classic. He shot a second straight 66 and was 12 under through 36 holes. Lee Jansen, a stroke back at 11 under. The ticker is a service of Booth Eye Care Laser Center and CarMax. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The T-Box.
T53 on the ticket. T-Box here. Rick and Craig from Avid Golfer Magazine. Speaking of Avid Golfer, April 3rd is our first outing of the year over at Cowboys. And
hell of a deal.
Our first one sold out in record time. This one, we haven't mentioned it on the air yet. This has been more word of mouth and through the magazine. And we got about, I don't know, 10, 15 slots left.
And it is a heck of a deal. You've got Reebok stepping up to the plate. Tag Heuer is giving away not only watches for closest to the pin, but if you stick one close, you get a Tag Heuer watch and your partner does.
Yeah, they're nice watches,
cool is
too.
That?
It's awesome. It's actually, you root for your buddy.
We got trips. We got TVs. We got...
Cars.
Yeah, we got
Texas Nissan.
We got everything. And you and I are going... We got a putting contest to win golf balls for a year.
Yep. So it's the Cowboys, always a great track. Very reasonable price, and it's on two shotguns Saturday and morning and afternoon on Sunday. More slots open in the morning, I believe.
And that's, you and I talk about this. You win a long drive contest, and they give you a driver.
Right.
This is, you win a putting contest, figure you can putt, but you probably can't drive, so you lose a lot of balls, they give you golf balls for a year.
Yep. So go to avidgolferonline.com and look at the link and just print out the entry form, send in the money, and you're gold.
It's a lot of fun last time.
It's a good.
Yeah, it's fun.
A lot of fun.
Rick and I drive around and make you do funny things to win prizes. We were giving away dinners to Tony Roma's. And
yeah, we got to post
embarrassing.
We got to post our score pretty soon.
Oh, and that's the other thing. You beat us, you win a prize.
Yeah, it's a combined Stableford scoring.
And
so.
We gave away way too many prizes last year, so I've committed to make my game better.
All right.
Buckle down.
Look forward to that.
Buckle down, baby.
All right, 9:10, we'll get into our rankings of the best private courses around. So if you're a country club member somewhere, you might want to stay tuned and vent around 9:10, because somebody will, I can guarantee you. 9:30 to T-Box Trivia. Let's get into this new controversy on tour. And it has to do with something that tennis embraced for a while, and it almost killed the sport.
And that's why I'm so against this.
This is where, at Doral last week, on a Monday, Ford invited Sergio, Vijay, Retief Goosen, and was it Mickelson? think it was Mickelson. Everybody but Tiger, EBW. And they paid him $150,000 to show up at this Monday corporate, quote, outing.
At Doral.
At Doral. Play a little golf with the Ford execs and all that and give you $150,000, which isn't unheard of on Mondays. Mondays is normally the corporate outing day for all these touring pros.
Right.
With the wink-wink that, hey, you know, you're here down here in Florida, why don't you just stick around for the tournament? For $150,000, it's hard to look at the sponsor in the face and say, nah, I'm just going to take the money and see you later. Didn't happen. They all stayed.
Right.
And it turned out to be a great tournament. They had 11 of the top 12 world-ranked players in this event, which is, on a regular tour event, is better than almost any major, except for the PGA.
Right.
Incredible. And it wound up being must-see TV on Sunday. So Ford got what they wanted. And you can argue a point, because I know where you're going to argue on this, but you can argue the point that you're a businessman, and let's say it was the Avid Golfer Doral, the Avid Golfer Championship at Doral, and you're putting up $6 million in prize money,
right?
And you want to make sure you get a decent field. Well, isn't that your right to make your tournament the best it can be? I mean, selfishly, okay, forget what golf's all about.
So you put another $600,000 in, and I'm guaranteed Mickelson, Sergio, Els, and
Goosen or
whoever it was.
Yeah.
Or even
Tiger, for that matter.
And this was all brought out by IMG, and IMG basically wrote a letter saying, you know what, you want our guys.
Yeah, this letter was leaked.
IMG said, if you pay our guys on a Monday qualifier, or a Monday outing, corporate outing, X amount of dollars, good chance they'll play that week.
Yeah, really good chance.
So that's the precedent. Now, what happened in the 70s was tennis was doing really, really well, and the same thing happened in tennis, the golf is. You had Connors and McEnroe and all those good players, but they weren't playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have Connors in Sweden, and you'd have McEnroe in Florida, and you'd have Roscoe Tanner somewhere else, and whoever else was big at the time. And so they started getting appearance fees to come to the same event. And aside from the majors, a lot of them just mailed it in while they're at those events. So, you know, I'm getting $500,000 just to be here back in the 70s.
See, and that's smacks dangerous precedent where a fan knows that you showed up because of the appearance money, and then you have a mysterious ailment where you have to withdraw. It's always a phantom injury, right?
Or you lose to Vijay Amitraj.
Yeah, you don't care. So here's the deal. You're guilty just by coincidence. Let's say you did try your hardest.
Right.
Well, the cynic in all of us.
And he's already got $150,000 this
right.
week. You think he really put his effort out?
So it's a tough call. The PGA Tour is adamant, and IMG has quickly retract their offer. Because it just smacks of it. It goes against everything the PGA Tour is about.
This is one of those things where there's a real disconnect, though, Rick, because for the PGA Tour, this is fundamentally wrong. They can't allow this. It's fundamentally wrong. But for the sponsors of the event,
yep.
It's gold.
Here's where
look at Doral this week.
Here's where you have the problem. Tim Fincham is not anywhere near a strong position as he was in the last two TV negotiations.
Right.
He was like one of those dream positions where you could go in and say, okay, who's going to, it's like the NFL, who's going to give me the most money?
Right.
I'm just going to sit back, just mail me the contract.
I'm sure Doral didn't hurt.
No. This time, their contract runs out in 2006. They spent combined, I think, $1 billion on the PGA Tour. You take, you know, ESPN, you take the Golf Channel, you take all the three big networks. And they lost money.
Yep.
They lost money. Now, on top of that, you have a typical tour event that gets about a 2-4, 2-3 in the ratings. Now, the Cadillacs of the world and all the boner drugs, you know, all those guys spend money hand over fist.
You believe he said that.
Well,
I can't believe he
said boner time, mistake, right?
Is it time to dump that? Can we still dump that?
Is it boner mistake? That's the way
sure.
It was back in my day.
Sure. God, Rick. You know, Jason, is he at the age yet where he can just say things and because he's old he can get away with it? He's still too young for that, isn't he?
Reiner tries to pull that off.
So you spent a lot of money.
Moving on.
And you're losing your ass. So now Tim Fincham has to say, well, you know, we need to keep you guys. And here's part of the problem. Up until the Players' Championship, until end of Labor Day, the tour does pretty well.
Right.
Okay, they get pretty good ratings. They get about 3.5, 3.7, which is pretty decent for a weekend sporting event. That's not the NFL.
In the summer.
Especially
in the summer, too, because a lot of us are doing outdoor activities.
Right.
Just to be able to get a good ratings in the summer is still difficult.
But before the Players and after Labor Day, the rankings, the TV ratings, fall off the table.
Right.
The Tour Championship is a joke. It gets no ratings at all. It's up against the NFL. Just gets plowed. And it used to be a marquee event. So Tim Fincham has to think, well, I got to keep these sponsors happy. I got to keep the tournament sponsors happy. I got to keep the TV guys happy. So how do I get all the named players to play in as many events as possible? How do you do it?
I don't know.
Well,
the way he's trying to do it now is by making him play a mandatory X amount of events every year. What is it, 16?
15 is mandatory.
15 is mandatory or you don't keep your card. You got Jose Murillo's hobble not eligible right now, and he's trying to get sponsored exemptions and everything.
But hold on. You got four majors, you got the Players, you got three world match play or world events.
They don't count. They don't count. They don't count for the 15.
Okay, so you need a lot.
Yeah.
You need a lot, but I don't know. If I'm NBC, I was digging life last week, but I'm not digging it this week.
No.
I mean, you talk about from the
but you know what?
Penthouse to the outhouse.
It is what it is. I mean, this is what the Honda is every year.
But it doesn't have to be. That's what IMG is saying. You want to pump up your event? Pay the boys to come out. Pay to play.
So,
and again, I'm a sponsor. Forget being the golf fan. Forget being your just Tim Fincham.
Well, here's the problem with that. Okay, so EDS ponies up a lot of money to be the sponsor of the Byron Nelson.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they know that 75% of the time Tiger plays, almost 100% Phil plays, 100% John Daly plays, 100%
as long
Ernie plays.
As long as Mr. Nelson's around.
So, right. So, but they know that, and they paid probably more money than what Bank of America paid for Colonial because they know...
Well, they have
playing.
A bigger purse.
And they got a bigger purse.
Although
right?
Colonial Rackets theirs up every year.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So EDS pays a fortune to be the sponsor of the Byron Nelson. And they're not going to pay appearance fees. They already pay enough.
Right.
And they know they're getting. So take a snapshot where Colonial says, you know what? I'm going to do this appearance fee thing.
I'm going to do it right.
I'm going to do it right. I'm going to pay them each $1 million. Because I'm getting Tiger. Tiger will come if I give him $1 million. I'm going to give $1 million to him, $1 million to Phil, $1 million to Ernie.
Think Tiger would take $1 million to go there?
Let's just hypothetically.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, yeah, it is a good question, but all of a sudden, Tiger's saying, well, you know what, I'm going to skip the Nelson this year because I'm going to go play Colonial the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's going to do the same thing. Ernie's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I can only play one of the 2 weeks.
Exactly right. So now what happens to, isn't EDS kind of mad?
Sure they are.
And you just kind of screwed them pretty bad, didn't you?
Well, that's the difference between this and NASCAR.
So you either have to pay them all, you either have to do it every week or no weeks. Or all of a sudden, Colonial can vault ahead of the Nelson, and EDS, I assume EDS probably paid more for a sponsorship with the Nelson than Bank of America did for Colonial.
Maybe. I don't know, they got bigger prize money.
Yeah.
But, you know what, I thought about this long and hard this week, and quite honestly, I don't have a definitive answer, because if you look at it from the best interest of all concerned, everybody's got a good reason why they should do what they need to do.
Now, what happens if all of a sudden all these guys, except for the major leagues, Tiger and Ernie, and well, Ernie's already doing it. He's already getting
appearances. He's a poster boy.
So, so Tiger's going overseas every week because he's getting $1 million every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so's Phil, and so's...
Now, Tiger,
all the rest of them.
Tiger realizes, though, that he wants to beat the best, and that's over here in the
money's state. Not an issue for him.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. The question again for you that you brought up, would Tiger even play for $1 million? If the Honda gave Tiger $1 million to play a Monday, and you're here, will you play?
Well, you got another issue. and that is Tiger patterns his life after Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus would maybe play one or two events before the before that major coming up.
Right.
But he wouldn't play the week before.
Yeah.
So now you got that problem.
Right.
So now you take out four of those tournaments, especially the British Open, take out the last two tournaments.
Yep.
You know, it's a tough call. Being Tim Finchem has been a fun ride the past 8 years. Now
right.
he's earning his money.
Yes.
And it's going to be real interesting to see how much the TV networks put the screws to him, because there's some issues.
Okay.
If you don't have named players, nobody's going to watch.
All right, so what do you think the conversation is right now with Finchem and IMG?
I don't know. Maybe wish you could have camouflaged it a little bit better.
Yeah.
We could have worked on
because
this.
Because everybody's got this. You've got a copy of this letter, don't you? Because I know the Morning News does.
Right here somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you got a copy of it. This is a letter that should not get into the public.
Yeah.
Who leaks this kind of letter? Who benefits by this?
The media.
Of course.
or a rival agency.
We just killed the segment.
Or a rival agency. Somebody like that. And give you an idea what this letter gave us options. For $100,000 to $200,000, you can get either Vijay, Ernie, Sergio, Retief, John Daly, or Davis Love.
For how much?
$100,000 for Davis Love. $100,000 to $200,000.
Depending
on who, I guess who's hot that week. For $50,000 to $100,000, Jim Furyk, Fred Couples, Ben Curtis, good luck with all that. Jesper Parnevik, KJ Choi, Stuart Appleby, Mike Weir, Luke Donald, Charles Howell, Kristen Marco, Todd Hamilton, and David Duval. Oh, my. David Duval.
Oh.
It's funny. Why?
All right, so here's the question. You are now chieftain of Avid Golf Magazine, and we've got a Monday big event for all of our clients and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to maximize the value
right.
of having an outing that Monday. Which one of those guys gives you the best value for what you're getting?
John Daly.
$50,000?
Or he's 100 to 200. Nobody. Maybe possibly Fred Couples.
He may not show
up. Possibly Fred Couples, but you know what? Give me John Daly over any of these guys. If you want to have somebody show up, now the problem is when he shows up, corporate outing is one thing. You know he'll show up, have a good time, but in a tournament, he's either going to play really well or he's going to do the tennis deal.
Right.
He's going to WD.
Exactly right. He's a poster boy for why you shouldn't do this.
This is a pretty worthy story to keep track of because there's no easy answer. And I love dilemmas like that.
IMG is Tiger's management company. You notice he's not mentioned in the letter.
Well, Tiger needs $500,000. He personally gets $250,000 and his foundation gets $250,000. That's what you need to give him to just show up.
Probably plus gas.
Well, everything is plus expenses.
Yeah. Gas for his airplane.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, expenses. All right, it's 909.
You laugh at that, but there's a couple guys on tour. Tom Kite's notorious for it.
Yep.
He costs a fortune.
So is Greg Norman.
Greg Norman, you have to pay for their gas for their airplane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you just...
$250 isn't enough.
Right, now you need it. I don't even know how much gas is for a plane like
that. A lot.
That. Maybe a couple grand?
I want to say it's a...
$2 a
gallon. Somebody can tell me. I think it's something like $4,000 an hour.
All right, so it takes you...
Something like that.
So the $250 wasn't enough. You can't absorb the $6,000 to get an hour and a half flight.
Yeah.
It's got to go both ways, though, too, so...
Love going both ways. All right, 910 on the ticket. Up next, we peruse our new issue that ranks the top country clubs in the area. If you're a club member somewhere, you want to pay attention and sound off, we'll do that next on the ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket needs you.
Operator.
It's been a hard year for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 telephone ticket operators. No hockey to sell, no orders to take, or seat sections to locate. But now, you can help. Just by calling 214-GO-STAR.
You have the number and dial again.
Did I say that too fast? 214-GO-STAR.
We're sorry.
Get your tickets to CCOI 8 for a donation of just $13.10. You can keep these operators employed. So call 214-GO-STAR and change a life forever.
We're sorry.
Right off the ticket, not the ticket telephone operators. Proceeds benefit.
Top Page Radio.
don't smoke Mary, you aren't a homeless cookie. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our bras down on Main Street. We like living flamboyant and being gay for girls for Halloween.
What? That's not how the song goes.
Geisha Girls for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I got because you.
Because of that book, that's now popular memory.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, oh, the crowd did like that.
Interesting twist on Merle Haggard's tune there.
I'd like you to do this song, just a bit of this one.
Oh, I really don't know.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
It's, I see, number 43 on your set list, There She Goes by The Laws.
Yeah.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page.
Chris McKinley, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes. There he goes again. Prancing through the rain. And I just can't complain. When a thing almost pokes my brain.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to ask.
I can't wait till your career's over.
I'm not.
Why would you say such a thing?
I'm not going to ask for you to clarify what those lyrics were all about. Would you do one more? Because I see that this is what you're going to...
No, he doesn't have time.
This is what you're going to end the show with, and I think this would be great to hear this.
Yes, this is kind of my grand finale.
All right, this is Chris McKinley. This is what he'll end his halftime show at the All-Star Game with. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. This is
good.
Okay.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Hi, this is Chris McKinley. This is what he'll end his halftime show at the All-Star Game with. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. This is
okay.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a log. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a dog. But when I get home to him, and I feel his VM, it makes me feel all right.
My God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I meant BMW because it's about someone who's rich.
Oh, see, you made a qualify.
I made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
Would you like me to sing it again and do it correctly?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
By the way, it's not working like a log. You've been working like a dog. You should be sleeping like a log. That's the same mistake Terry Bradshaw made.
Drop Page Radio.
I want this song to make the night ticket CD. I want this song to make you giggle till you see. So the shot now you will be high and inside. Hey, I know if you're P1, you want a song about 40. This is a shameless boy, but my life is not a toy. It gives young Tom and joy to have love with real young boys. So don't despair, it's his new marriage with the Foofa free chick. You know he just mails in the tea bag with his co-host Big Dick. So if you're gay and look like Mickey's stolen too much, and you do entertainment news for you or some such, the people who you because you shill for OU, and if you want some fun, go look for Friendly, call me David Dunn.
Drop Page Radio.
Home court, only at Mavs.com.
Drop Page Radio.
7 years ago, they invented the ticket, and they had a nighttime board up who liked to do dope, and he kissed Chris Arnold Cat to get on full time, and because he was black, he stabbed him in the back. Smoke a doobie, love the booby, friendly doobie, and if he worked with Mark, then he'd say hoobie goobie. Some people say he is hip, most say a whip, but he's so cordial, you can borrow Cooper's only roach clip. So if you're gay and look like Mickey Dolan too much, and you
As with all medications, always follow directions.
This is the ticket.
Mavericks get it done in Milwaukee. Man's best friend and home theater store bring you the ticker. They beat the Bucks 112-110. Bucks coach Jerry Porter says his team lost in the final minute.
We just had too many breakdowns. Things we talked about down the stretch of this game. We talked about rebounding. Our inability to execute the things down the stretch cost us this game, the little things, intangibles. You know, that's disappointing. We talked about them, and we just didn't get it done.
Dirk Nowitzki scored 29 points in the game. Cowboys linebacker Dat Wing could be on the trading block. Reports say the Cowboys are looking to trade Wing to the Saints for defensive end Darren Howard. Howard had 11 sacks last year. Checking out scores from the Big 12 tournament, your semifinals are as follows. Texas Tech beat Iowa State 64-56. They will play Oklahoma. OU beat Mizzou 83-79. The late game is Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. Kansas beat up on K-State 80-67, while Oklahoma State barely survived beating Colorado. The final was 87-85. And Illinois coach Bruce Weber has said that he will coach today in the Big Ten men's semifinal game, even after his mother, Dawn Weber, died following emergency surgery last night. That's a ticket ticker, a service of the new Metabolife Extreme Energy. Metabolife Extreme Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is coming soon to a store near you. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The original Bob Knight Show with Bad Radio, Thursdays at 1:50. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:18 on The Ticket. Welcome to the T-Box. I love that song. Rick and I hung out at a, when we were at the PGA show, we hung out at Bob Marley's.
Had just a blast.
But I get ripped.
You did too.
We spent $97 on alcohol.
And
that
it, you know, I don't.
And Rick might have one drink a week.
Yeah, I don't drink those foo-foo drinks. And Craig was trying every. Well, we went to every tourist trap in the world.
We're just trying
burgers in paradise, and
we had a mojito at the Latino bar. We had a
everything was like a $12 drink.
Margarita, Jimmy Buffett. We had one of everything, baby.
Boy,
you get to run it all.
Yes, we did.
Wrote my life off.
All right, 9:19.
Rick didn't
Jason Helm.
Morning. And lovely Layla joining us as well. 9:30, we'll do T-Box.
Hey, we got weather?
Yeah. Want to do a quick weather report, Jace?
Sure. T-Box weather brought to you by the T-Box and Enco.
All right.
Today, sunny, windy, winds out of southwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Ooh.
High, 82. Tonight, clear, low, 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, high of 64.
20 to 30 miles an hour is pretty stout.
Yeah. I've heard estimates up to 88 degrees today.
So, okay.
It's going to be, it's our first day in the 80s, isn't it?
Yep.
In the year?
I believe so.
Weather expert?
Actually, it might be our second day.
It's time to put the weed and feed down.
It is time to get the clubs out.
Put the weed down.
All right, speaking of clubs, we'll get into the country club talk here in just a second. But yesterday, I participated in an event run by Art Selinger's Long Drive Association. Or Long Drivers of America, I'm sorry. And it's a different twist than just beating the ball as far as you can and hopefully it stays somewhere inside the grid. This is called the Pinnacle Exceptional Driver Championship. The difference is you get more points based upon accuracy than you do distance.
Like when you see the long drive guys, they might have one ball or two balls in the grid.
You're just hoping to get one magic
long,
in a bottle.
Long. This gives you points based on how many are inside the fairway.
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's the grid, and it's...
Well, our listeners can't see that.
I'm showing you. It's 20 yards wide in the middle. It almost looks like hash marks on a football field.
Right.
Total width is 40 yards.
And you're thinking, I'm thinking maybe 35 yards is about the average fairway.
Yeah.
So you think it would be a little more lenient. And then it has, you got to hit at least 200 yards. You don't get any more points if you hit it over 320.
So for real, real long guys, forget it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, unless you hit it straight.
Yeah.
But the most you can get, here's a bit, you get five balls. If you get all five in point territory, you get a bonus six ball. So the most you can max out is 14 points per shot, times six is 84. That's 84 points max in one round.
So you qualified with the media yesterday. Who got the most, what was the most points?
I tied for first with Terry McAndrews, who used to write with us, and we had 56 after two rounds. So our typical deal was put three in play, hit two out.
Right.
Okay. Then we went to a playoff and I tanked. But the problem is...
He's such a money player.
I know. Well, at least I showed up.
I'm showing up today.
All right, we'll see. So, here's the problem. You can't hit out of bounds and have it roll in. You can't roll inbounds and roll out. So, you got to keep it pretty steady in there.
Oh, you can't roll out of bounds and roll back in?
No. You got to keep it in. And where it is at the Four Seasons today, there's some quirky little bumps and swales out there, so you got to be careful. A couple of guys tried to kind of bunt it. You know, just kind of like hit a three-quarter driver. By the way, you can't hit anything higher than a 12-degree loft because it was a three-wood out of one going away. But you can't hit anything higher than a 12-degree. And I don't have that in my mentality to hit a three-quarter driver.
No.
I can't do it.
I'd probably leave it out, block it. You know, I would be worried that you'd block it.
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. Four Seasons get to play, do it today. And then later on in, I believe, late April, early May, anybody can sign up. The winner, if you make it through the qualifiers, it's $50,000 cash and a Honda S2000.
Ooh, good
pretty
car,
good deal.
S2000.
Yeah, so it was good. So I come in second yesterday, right? Long drive, accuracy drive, and everything. What did I win?
Pat on the back, Mom Pizarro.
A driver.
Right.
It's like, Art, what are you doing? Give me a hybrid, give me a shirt, give me something.
Or a putter.
Come on.
People hit the ball long, need putting.
Well, no. If I hit the ball long, well, I like my driver.
Before we get into clubs, I want to say one thing to everybody out there who is not a one handicap. I was out this week. I was down in Austin. And I went down to La Quintana, and I'm watching guys hit balls in the range.
Mm-hmm.
And watching a couple of guys just hit the ball so poorly. This one guy, big muscle-bound guy, had a baseball grip and was swinging as hard as he could, and the ball was going straight right to the point where, I mean, 90 degrees right where guys who were hitting...
Like the tin cup thing?
Oh, yes, worse, because it was in the air. And just remember this. When you're thinking about spending more money this year on golf to get your game better,
mm-hmm.
Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, shot in the 60s with...
Crap,
and balls that weren't even round,
mm-hmm.
Get some lessons.
Yeah.
Get some lessons. That poor guy, if he just would spend $100, find a guy, give him three lessons for $100 or two lessons for $100 and just help him understand how he should hit the ball better, it doesn't matter what club he has in his hand.
If you do everything as simply as getting hypnotized and erasing your golf memory.
Yeah.
And you get to start from scratch and go to any pro you want, whoever you're comfortable with. Start from scratch. Don't fight it. You're learning the game brand new. The game would be so much easier. But everybody brings their baggage.
They're hitting their driver bad. You know what? It's got to be the driver.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
Get a lesson. Fix it. I bet that driver you got's fine.
All right. I don't know if you have time for this. Maybe we do, and we'll carry it over. This week, we came out with our best country clubs. That's private clubs,
because there's two categories now. You have country clubs, which are places that are everything.
Yeah, they have swimming pools,
tennis, golf, workout,
right.
Everything. And then you have golf clubs, which is all about golf.
Straight golf.
Yes.
Straight golf.
And the granddaddy of them all about golf would be Dallas National.
Right.
There's nothing about golf. And so we've separated the two categories because to us, it's really important to know where you want golf or you want some place where your whole family can enjoy.
So they're at all the golf courses or Golfsmith or any other golf retailer. But the highlights, before we get into one vexing question is, let's go to the big categories. Best overall country club was Vaquero,
which they just put out, they just opened up their new clubhouse.
Yeah, it's incredible.
If money's not an object, and we separate this out by price now,
mm-hmm.
because if you have $5,000 to spend, we've got the best club for $5,000. If you got
right.
$50,000, if money's not an object,
they are what they are.
They are what they are. If money's not an object, Vaquero, there's not much better in the world.
If you want to be pampered,
yes.
it's Vaquero.
Awesome.
Now, we'll see what happens when the members take over, how
right.
many of the amenities
right.
will be taken, because that costs money.
I always look at, they had a, while they were building their clubhouse, they had a little mini clubhouse that they built. It's really nice. It was probably 3,000
mm-hmm.
feet. It's nice. And they had a little restaurant in there and everything.
That's good.
Now that they've got their new clubhouse, they're going to make that a malt shop and general store.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now, for as small of a neighborhood as Vaquero is, it won't make money. It'll be very cool. It won't make money, and I'm sure the people in Vaquero will subsidize it. But when the members take it over, you just wonder.
Be interesting. Best overall club under 100,000. That's what we made the cutoff of money, price, no object. And we thought that was TPC at Craig Ranch.
Right.
A lot of good things, and they don't even have their Cooper's Fitness Center up yet. Once
right.
that happens, they'll probably turn into a country club. What I liked about it for being a first-year course, they already got selected by the USGA to hold the final qualifiers for the U.S. Open and the U.S. Amateur. That's big time stuff for a new course.
Cool club.
Yeah.
Cool club.
Yeah, nice clubhouse, and it's really going to be something.
Best under 40,000 we put in this year, the sports club,
mm-hmm.
which is over where the Byron Nelson is held. They've made so many improvements, and this year, after the Nelson this year, they are going to put a lake in on the side of 18.
It's about 5 years late, but yeah.
5 years late, but that'll be really cool. What a good finishing hole that'll be.
Yeah, I like risk reward on the last hole. Best overall golf course, Dallas National.
By a mile.
Yeah.
It's
really something. I don't know if I could play it every day.
No.
I think it beats you.
But when
conditions.
You talk about golf courses, flat out just a plain golf course, that is the nuts.
Well, especially here.
Yeah.
Because it's got some terrain, it's got some elevation,
yeah.
it's got some views.
Greens are ridiculously hard.
Yeah, but they're true.
Yeah.
Unless you're Brett Holden.
Real quick, best country clubs under 20,000. DAC, Dallas Athletic
mm-hmm.
Club, made some huge renovations last year and again this year. Best country club under 10,000 and best country club under 5,000 initiation was the same club.
Yeah.
Trophy club out in Westlake.
Yeah, Westlake? Right near there. Trophy club. Well, it's actually in Trophy Club.
Actually, wow, for $2,500 initiation,
two courses, one's Bermuda, one's bent.
What a great deal.
Yeah, it is.
What a great deal.
And they're a bunch of cool guys over there, too. It's kind of like your dad's type of country club.
And last one, we were really, really hard on this club for years because they had a fire
mm-hmm.
about 3 or 4 years ago and didn't do anything to their clubhouse for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And last year they broke ground, they redid their clubhouse. They've made incredible renovations to the course over the last few years and everything. And that's Shady Oaks
mm-hmm.
out in Fort Worth. What a great club that is.
Yeah, I've been out there. You said the facility is incredible.
The facility's amazing. You ought to see the fitness room that they're putting together. Maybe the biggest in the area
wow.
for a country club. It's just spectacular.
Well, it's good for them because I'm sure their members were getting pretty frustrated. But Mike Wright and the staff, they wanted to do it right. And they did it right. So,
yeah.
So good.
And
for them.
They have such a tribute to Ben Hogan and that whole club. It's
mm-hmm.
really cool to see. Mike Wright was Hogan's teacher or confidant or something. I don't really know what his relationship was with him, but he's got all of Hogan's clubs. And interesting about in 1950, Hogan had a prototype hybrid club.
How about that? Ahead of his day.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, pick up Avid Golfer at any golf course, any golf retail store, and I think you'll like it.
It's good reading.
Yeah, it's fun. And anytime there's rankings, there's always controversy. And
we still have a hot cart girl in here.
Yes, we do.
As
TPC
always.
Craig Ranch. All right, 9:30 on the ticket. Up next, T-Box Trivia, win free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff on the Cliffs. Our question, your answer, get it correct, get free golf next.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, we are on location at Deli News 2 at Preston LBJ. Yes, bagel and schmears for everybody. We're talking Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, and, of course, get your March Madness brackets ready. And don't forget all the sports vacations are given away with me, Mark Elfenbein, at Deli News 2, Sunday morning, 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket. This is The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket. Big name guest.
The Ticket.
This is The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Up to the second, sports news and information every 20 minutes on The Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour.
The Ticket.
Just this. He's the Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Local guys talking about local teams.
The Ticket, brother.
This
hey,
is The Ticket.
The Ticket. Hey!
Dallas Fort Worth original.
I believe that our license
hasn't
been revoked. After the baby on the friendly Kubi smoke. Looks like the chief, but has been leaked in that bit that really half his life revolves around that big old green leaf. Corby's a mix and quick, but please mix in some B6 because secondhand stink is making a sin. Will he clean up his ass and head to the sea? Well, now it's over because the mix is in fun with old people. So if you're gay and look like Mickey Dolan too much, and you do entertainment news for you or some such, the people boo you because you ship for OU and if you want some fun, so go look for friendly Corby Davidson. Go look for friendly Corby Davidson. Go look for friendly Corby Davidson. Go look for friendly Corby Davidson.
Convention Radio.
Keep moving.
Coming next month on VH1, Behind the Music takes a look at one of the world's hottest rock bands, Descending Hunan, and lead singer Junior Miller. The Descending Hunan story started in humble fashion.
You know, we played the smallest clubs in Europe for years and years. We had some awful, awful gigs. I mean, one time, we played in front of about 3 people at a laundromat in Brussels. Afterwards, I said to the band, I said, you know, hey, I mean, we got to, you know, I mean, I forget the rest of the story, but it was wild.
But one smash hit put Hunan on the map.
Point for sex.
Nobody expected Points for Sex to be the hit that it became. I never dreamed it would hit number one in 17 different countries, including Portugal, the Ivory Coast, and Chad. I mean, it really took off in the U.S. too when the band let me tour with the Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters. And really, I think this is just the beginning. You know, there's a lot of injustice in this world, and I want to sing about it. As long as I feel that way, we're going to keep putting out good music.
I grew up in a shanty town outside of Philadelphia.
Find out how Junior Miller went from super rock megastar to the gutter to back on top. Next month on VH1's Behind the Music.
Thank you. You made a part of history. Thank you very much. God bless you. Make sure you get sex for your boys.
You're your cowboy friend, but you deny it, you won't confess. Well, what about me? Hell, I have to coach this mess. Last year was rough, we only won 5, it wasn't fun. Well, this year's gonna be worse. I don't know if we can even win 1.
What?
Blake was gone now. We released him. He took too many hits. He forgot to duck. Well, if he was so great, why hadn't someone else picked him up? And why did our offense suck? The salary cap was brutal. We got dead money. We got nothing to pay. But at least it helped get rid of dead weight like Leon Lett, Dale Hellestray.
Take a shot!
Holy s***!
Okay, run the clock out. Run the clock out.
Aikman gets good protection going. Stars like him and Larry Darren and Rocket, but we also have fans like Lambo and Hammer stealing money from Jerry's pocket. On the sidelines, I'll try to hold it together. I'll scream and I'll shout, because I'm the coach Dave Campo, and I'm out.
Drop Page Radio. The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Please help me, mister. Please come here. Get me out of here.
What seems to be the problem, old fella? I know how I can help you.
How?
I'm going to help you with song.
What?
I'm Garth Brooks.
Oh, my God.
Burning boy, didn't have it so good.
You're telling me.
You're burning up in your neighborhood.
Mr. Stop singing. I need help.
saying you don't like that song.
I like it okay, but I need help. I'm dying.
Let's try this one.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Drop Page. Drop Page Radio.
Scallions locations in Frisco and Arlington.
The Ticket.
The Cowboys are looking to trade that win. Dish Direct and Sonic Drive-In bring you the ticker. Reports say that the Cowboys want to trade the linebacker to the New Orleans Saints for defensive end Darren Howard. Win missed three games last year and still had a team high 135 tackles. The Mavericks beat the Bucks 112-110. Dirk Nowitzki scored 29 points in the game, and the Mavericks put Jerry Stackhouse on the injured list. Stack has been battling a groin injury. Checking out the Big 12 tournament, the semifinals are set. Texas Tech, after beating Iowa State, will play Oklahoma. That game tips off at 1. OU yesterday beat Mizzou 83-79. The late semifinal is between Kansas and Oklahoma State. That tips off at 3:20. Kansas beat K-State yesterday 80-67, while Oklahoma State edged out Colorado 87-85. And the Rangers play the Mariners today at 2 in Arizona. And while the Rangers are plugging away in spring training, John Hart says the team is still evolving.
I think in our particular situation, we've made it clear from the very beginning that we are still finding out about this club. We're still growing this club. We had a lot of guys that had their first full year in the major leagues last year.
You heard Hart with Norm on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys can play hooky with us at Hooters in Addison March 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Watch every first round game with Sports Radio 1310. Brought to you by North Texas Toyota Dealers and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
9:38 on The Ticket. Winding down the tee box. Get to tee box trivia in just a second. Don't forget to go to theticket.com. Check out the One Club Tournament. It'll be April 9th. That's Masters Saturday, but we'll be done way before the third round starts, so you won't miss that. It's over Westridge Country Golf Club. $99, one club only, and it's a great time.
Maybe we'll talk to them about maybe getting a big screen TV in there, and if you want to stick around,
yeah,
watch it.
It's a lot of fun. Sponsored by Car Toys and North Texas Toyota Dealers, and also go to avidgolferonline.com, and we have a couple slots remaining for the our first outing of the year.
I think we only have 12 left, so hurry up.
Yeah, and morning and afternoon shotgun, that's April 3rd. That's
afternoon is sold out.
Okay. It's daylight savings that day. So 7 o'clock is going to look pretty early. But the Cowboys, very reasonable rate, a lot of great prizes. Four people are going to walk away with Tag Heuer watches. Somebody might walk away with a big widescreen plasma TV. Somebody might walk away with a car. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good, a good goodie bag this year,
good
too.
Good trips.
Yeah. So, do that, please, and we'll be happy, and you'll be happy once you get there. 9:39, let's get that T-Box trivia, sponsored by Avid Golfer, and Light Bluff and Cliff. Free golf. Okay. Tiger Woods has 138 straight cuts, which is, might be, to me, one of the most incredible feats in sports. There isn't one week that he hasn't tanked in the last 138 events. Who's second right now with the most consecutive cuts made after Tiger? Wait a second. 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on that singular wireless, I do believe. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hey, well, I knew you were going to get to me first. I'm going to just take a wild guess and say Ernie Els.
Not Ernie Els, but he is second. So you did third. Did pretty good there. Did pretty good. Jason, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hi, what's going on, guys? I'm going to go VJ Singh.
Not VJ. VJ missed a cut a while ago.
He missed a cut a couple weeks ago. So
he had a good string going, though.
Yeah,
he's up
did.
In the, I don't know, 20s or something. Jason, you're on the ticket. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Peachy.
I'll say Sergio.
Not Sergio. Where's he at?
Not in the top 20.
This just shows you how tough this is to get even
actually,
to 30.
He's made 7 straight cuts in a row. He's 15.
All right, the second place guy has got 18 straight cuts.
Yes.
Tiger's got 138.
Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
I picked Big Hunter.
Good try. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, is that the players you're looking for?
Yes. Current.
I take Chris DeMarco.
Not Chris DeMarco.
Chris DeMarco.
Chris DeMarco is way too streaky.
Yep.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, doing T-Box trivia.
What about David Tom?
What about David
What about
Tom?
Big Davey? Recent guest on the Hardline. I don't know why that was, but it was fun. And he just made his 18th straight cut this week at the Honda. He's a mere, what is he? July, 120 behind Tiger?
Something like that.
Like 12 seasons? I don't know. All right, what's your name?
This is Nathan.
Nathan?
All right, Nathan, good job, buddy.
Good job. Thanks for listening. We'll put you on hold, and Jason will get all your vitals, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Hold on right there.
All right.
When's Avid Golfer Magazine passport? Good for free golf and white bluff in the cliff.
All right, golf. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
John?
Do what?
Right there, line one, maybe?
I think it's line three. On the ticket.
Stop us down.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm watching the. They're already playing the Honda, and John Cook is 4-under through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in the top 20. Not a bad player.
Mm-hmm.
One of Tiger Woods' best friends.
Yep.
Him and Mark O'Meara and John Cook.
Live down in Isleworth.
All live in Isleworth, play together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Question I have for you. Does Tiger give them strokes when they play?
No. He might offer it. He might offer it.
He is so much he's so much better than those guys.
He might offer it, but I guarantee they don't take it. He or O'Meara take it. Because it's just too much pride. And I bet there's times when they beat Tiger. You get a hot streak going, and all those guys are still good. I mean, John Cook is not
upper
echelon.
Yeah, I mean, he's
4-under
today on Honda.
But he's not upper echelon consistently.
No.
But playing on a course you're familiar with, so they just played out that Isleworth Country.
All right, well, if they were playing for some bank,
yeah,
some real bank,
yeah, I don't know.
Come on, man. I can't play you straight up, Tiger.
I don't know how that works.
I'm sure their
that comes
pride,
with ego, though.
Yeah, their pride would not let them take any strokes, but wow.
It is kind of crazy. Hey, here's another sponsor conundrum for you. Again, put yourself as the head of Avid Golfer, and you're putting together a tournament,
right?
And you put up some big money. So the guys over at Nissan put up big money for the Nissan Open.
Yeah.
Got 36 holes in, barely.
Right.
And they're not happy because the PGA Tour is requiring them to pay the full boat.
I'd tell them, stick it.
36 holes.
I'd look them right at
them.
They
got to pay the full amount of prize money, even though that prize money isn't counted. Oh, and actually, the tournament isn't counted as an official victory.
Right.
The money is.
The money is. I'd tell them to stick it, and I'd tell them, if you want me next year, you better find a way to give me a significant discount.
Exactly. John Gill, the director of sports marketing for Nissan North America, says, I'm not happy about what happened. I'm sure a lot of people would like to work 50% of the time and get paid full amount, but apparently the only place that happens is the PGA Tour. Gil said he probably would seek a prorated compensation clause from the PGA Tour when the Nissan opened discussions about extending its contract start after 2006. Yeah, I wouldn't be very happy about that. It'd be kind of like a band coming in. I bet you this happens. I don't get as many concerts as I used to, but somebody gives you like a half-assed half-hour performance versus the promised hour, hour and a half. They get all their money up front, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. So, anywho, just more stuff to think about. It's all turning into greed and money and
all right, so I've been
everything.
Thinking about this. You tell me the value, whether this is worthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Byron Nelson's coming up, and
yeah.
You get some qualifiers. Jamie Elliott tries to get in every year. He almost gets in a lot.
Yeah.
Terry Arthur gets in sometimes. They let some local guys in, you know, that the tour, the local PGA section qualifiers, they let one or two guys in.
Right.
What would you pay to put your name on the side of their golf bag?
I got a better one for you. Chris Smith, who's actually a PGA Tour player, I think.
He's on the
Nationwide?
Yeah.
Put himself up on eBay.
Yep.
And said...
Actually, he is on the tour.
Yeah.
Chris Smith is on the tour.
Chris, yeah. He's went to UNLV with Chad Campbell.
Right.
Or is that Chris Riley? I forget anymore. So anyway, highest bidder on eBay, sponsor my golf sleeve.
Yeah.
My shirt sleeve.
Somebody gave money, too. Did you know that?
$8,900.
Yeah.
It was the winning bid.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's $8,900 winning bid on eBay for a bona fide tour player.
Yeah.
So I think I just answered the question. The local qualifier with the far, far out chance. First he has to qualify. You talking about after he qualifies or before?
After he qualifies. He's in.
Okay, he's
playing.
In. Put him on the bag. Have a golfer on the bag.
And make him wear an Avid Golfer hat. Avid Golfer shirt.
He would probably want...
$100.
I'm wondering if a Titleist or somebody would slap something on him, and I wonder if they do that to any local qualifier.
Let's say,
because I would say he would want.
What if I
ten
tell,
grand?
What if I tell Jamie or whoever makes it, I'll pay for your caddy that week. Whatever your caddy costs,
they can get whatever, can't they?
I'll pay.
They usually get their own buddy. Don't they usually get one of their
or whatever,
like at the club or somebody?
So what's worth more then? Here's the other question, because I know a local guy who did this. Is it better to do the sponsor Jamie,
mm-hmm.
or get a mid level guy like a Joe Durant,
okay.
or a Jeff Ogilvy, and have a golfer hat on his caddy?
Wow, I would have to say that I would pay Jamie Elliott $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah.
Wow. There goes my negotiating power with him.
Nah.
He makes it.
All right, Jamie. Now, I would say he might do... the question, like I said, is do major manufacturers try and slap anything on anybody that makes the tournament?
I don't know.
I mean, Jamie Elliott could go up to Callaway and say, hey, I want to use your...
Got it. For 2 years, Harrison Frazier didn't even have a shirt sponsor.
I know that, but Jamie Elliott or anybody else that qualifies can go to on Wednesday and Tuesday and go to the guys hawking their clubs on the practice green. They want to try your driver. I want to try your wedge. And
but that's not a shirt. That's not his hat.
I'm just saying, they get money for that. So if they're getting, $1,000 or $800 or whatever, yeah, you're right. I'd probably give him $2,000. Something like that.
Okay.
Let's try it.
I'm going to try it. Whoever qualifies this year, I'm going to take it.
We'll see if these guys want. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Not much. Hey, these guys on the radio, I can help them out a little bit. I play mini tour golf, so.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, these guys, usually they get paid by playing a certain club or something like that. They don't usually... get, like, you know, a hat deal or anything like that until they have full-time status out there. But, for instance, last year in a nationwide event, TaylorMade paid, like, $1,000 to play the driver or something like that.
Right. Yeah, we mentioned that. Appreciate you calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hey, if Jamie L., if a local guy qualifies, he shouldn't pay more than $2,500, $3,000. That should be good enough for an Avid Golfer hat.
For an Avid Golfer hat?
Huh?
For just an Avid Golfer hat?
If he's going to wear a hat or a shirt all weekend, what's? I guarantee you, anybody around here who qualified would be happy to take $3,000.
Really?
I bet that too.
Well, that's what we said. I mean, yeah. I kind of threw out $10,000 for chick, for stick, but...
For what?
For stick. For stick. I have about an hour and 50 minutes in me. In the anchor, I drop anchor and it's pretty much done. I got to recharge for the next week. Man, I'm out of radio shit.
Well, I'll tell you this: we're gonna get a hat on somebody for both the Nelson and the Colonial.
What did Bruce Litsky wear?
I don't know.
He put something on his golf bag.
I don't think he's playing Nelson.
No, but he did there for a while. He would put something on either the bag or he's wearing a hat or something. He did that for a while. It was actually pretty funny.
I love the Tim Cup shirt.
Yeah.
Where he had like 15
endorsements. And John Daly isn't far from that. All right, it's 9:50 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket up next. We'll see what the rant has in store on the ticket. Come on, Jason, run. Get there. Come on. Attaboy.
Hey. Poser,
wow.
Here's a quiz.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right.
The Ticket's own Razor Ray is turning 40, and the Canadian's idea of a midlife crisis is a little off, eh?
Good day, eh?
Instead of getting a new motorcycle, he's giving his bike up. It's a fully tricked-out, classic-style Vengeance motorcycle from B&M Leasing. Register at theticket.com to win Razor's Ride. Maps and Desperados tickets and ticket gear. Arrive.
drive in style and look good, too, on your slightly used Razor Vengeance.
Look out the window. Where?
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And what have we here? It's a day of hard time with the hard line with Mike Reiner. That would be me.
And Greg Williams. I'm too nervous to talk on the radio, Ryan.
Come on, Greg.
I know I'm too nervous. I couldn't pour pee out of a boot if you had instructions on the heel. I'm a failure, Ryan.
Greg, you said
I'm
you could do
failure.
It. You said you could do it.
I'll be ready to go. It's like you know I'm going to be your lucky for the next 4 years.
Now, come on. Suck it up. You said you could do that. We are here for the next 3 hours from 11 to 2, dispensing our own unique, beatific brand of jocular edification over hill and dale. The phone number, 787-1310, 787-1310, 787-131.
Oh, that's such a crap, Ryan.
What?
Cowboys going to beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. Enough said, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to Atlanta tomorrow. Let's talk about it then, all right? Let's get some rules down here, shall we? As
all
we
right.
move along on the hard line day one.
Rule number one, Ryan. We on the radio right now?
Yes. Yes.
Rule number.
Greggo. Suck it up. Come on.
I'm too nervous, Ryan.
These rules must be adhered to in a steadfast and respectful manner. What's that, Travis?
Wait, where
are we going now, Travis?
What? Well, I mean, so unbelievable.
So we need a break?
Unbelievable. So what?
It's not time for the duck yet, is it?
So what?
What the hell am I doing with Ice Song?
Okay, which one's Cat? Travis, are you Cat? What's going on in there? Get Expo out of there!
All right, let us serve notice that any competition will be truncated. In a swift and timely fashion, we will parade the talk show host head on a stick around the city, and then we will backtrack.
Drop Page Radio.
Hey, all you Gen Xers, Jerry Jones here, and I'm, like, totally rad for you guys. We all know today's youth have two things in common. They all love the Dallas Cowboys, and they all worship Satan. Well, I worship Satan, too. That's why I encourage all the children of darkness to buy season tickets. I love all the new bands out there just like you do. Skateboard Man, let's do just what Motley Crue and Kiss want us to do, and buy cowboy tickets to fulfill dark prophecy. God bless Anton LaVey and Quincy Carter. And remember what the devil says in Necronomicon, Tony Banks is a shiznit.
BC Home Court.
You know what? After the show, Musers,
yep.
Me and some other people went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, you did?
I went to Chuck E. Cheese with Joe Torre and Pete Sampras and Fred Couples.
Really?
And Roger Clemens.
Wow.
And you know what? Jack Nicklaus. He got so loaded on Dr. Pepper that he knocked the bear off the drums when the band came to life.
I didn't realize he got so wild at Chuck E. Cheese, Tiger.
Yeah, it was fun.
I've kicked your ass so many times, I'm starting to get a bit bored with it.
When you're in a jam, he's gonna give it all he can. Motorcycle Greco. Motorcycle Greco. He's always got a plan, cause he's a Harley riding man. Motorcycle Greco.
Drop Page Radio.
Bernie Carrollton, Mobile of Dallas, where your family matters.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Mavericks survived the second half of a back-to-back. They beat the Bucks 112-110. Dish Direct and Sonic Drive-In bring you the ticker. Avery Johnson says he was impressed with the team's effort.
Really terrific effort. Both teams really laid it out on the court tonight. And I'm really proud of our guys to come back, get here at 4 in the morning, no shoot around, not much sleep. Very, 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 very emotional loss against the Lakers.
Mavericks are off today. Reports out of Valley Ranch indicate that the Cowboys could be trading that win to the Saints in exchange for a defensive end. They're trying to acquire Darren Howard out of New Orleans. He had 11 sacks last season. The Big 12 tournament semifinals are set. The early game is at 1 o'clock. Texas Tech plays OU. Tech beat Iowa State yesterday 64-56 to advance, while Oklahoma beat Missouri 89-73. The late game is Oklahoma State and Kansas. That one's set to tip off at 3:20. Oak State edged out Colorado 87-85, and Kansas beat up on K-State 80-67. Checking out the leaderboard at the Honda Classic, Brett Wetterich is your leader. He is at 12 under par for the tournament. Second, Lee Jansen at minus 11. Andrew McGee making a huge move up the leaderboard. So far, he is 6 under through 12 holes. That puts him at 6 under for the tournament, and he is in a tie for 9. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, reminding you that 33.9% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Why do you love me? Why do you need me? Away from forever. Even in a child's room. Now our love can fully bloom.
Look at Layla. She's laughing hysterically. This is for my kids. I know they're in the car.
You make me feel blurry.
Sorry, Philip, and sorry, Sam. This movie is incredibly overrated.
No.
It's a giggle, but it's not a ha-ha, fall-down giggle. Layla is about ready to...
Have you seen this part, though?
This is the best part of
you
the
movie. You know, okay. I'll bet you about 50% of the people that saw Napoleon Dynamite don't know this is in it.
You know what? I read in the movie, and I didn't know it was in it, and then somebody said, wait, you don't know what that's from, singing this song? And I buy the movie, like, last week, and then the first thing I do is go to this scene, and it is by far the funniest scene in the entire
best part,
movie.
The best part's watching the bride's family just have their hands and their face and their hands just shaking their heads going, oh, God.
I also like the part where Napoleon says he tamed a wild honeymoon stallion for you guys. Hilarious. He rides in on that horse just across the woods.
We've all done that.
What a place to have a wedding, too.
Why
in
not?
The middle of nowhere.
Why not? 9:59 on the ticket, and I believe the rant is somewhere near Alcohol Central.
Yeah, man. We are at Stan's Blue Note on the roof.
Hey, Corby. So we're watching this infomercial.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the lovely Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
You know how old she is?
Wow, she's
55?
52 years old.
She's gorgeous.
51.
Is she single right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she?
No, it's 3 years I could have it, though. 55. Any woman over 55.
What happened to 50?
No, it's 55.
Oh, now she's ratcheting it up?
As I grow older, they grow older.
She's pretty good.
You know, there's some women that you know when they're 25 are going to be hot when they're 55.
Right.
You just can tell. And she's just a natural beauty.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Kathy Ireland, but she's hotter than Kathy Ireland.
Well, it took her a long time to figure out that she was with a loser.
Who?
Billy Joel. Yeah, he had money.
I'll tell you, if you can sing, you can get anybody.
All right, approaching 10 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, the professional broadcaster, has arrived. Gordon Keith. Fill in the shoes of Ron Chapman, recently departed.
If you like to stop doing that,
he hasn't
bit,
officially retired yet.
I swear
yet.
To God, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I am trying to establish a broadcast career, and you are not helping me.
Is it crowded down there yet?
Well, they're not letting people in for another... The early drinkers got in ahead of the closed gate, so there are people here drinking.
I think stands open up at like 4 in the morning.
Not quite yet, but they are kicking it off down here on Lewis.
Shut your mouth.
Now, Texas, USA, we'd like to welcome you.
So for the St. Patty's Day party down there, what are like three givens that will occur today or tomorrow? Is it just today?
Barely consensual sex.
Okay.
I think that will occur.
The best kind, by the way.
Multiple vomiting.
Multiple, okay.
You ever vomited on St. Patty's Day?
I don't think I have.
Well, you hadn't lived until you'd done that.
You know, I heard Craig talking yesterday.
Gotten by a horse.
I don't think I've thrown up in 20 years. He
you know,
said about the same for him.
I threw up when I was 19. I'm just reacting. I thought you told a funny story just then. You don't know how that grinds on me.
Why?
Oh, thank you.
Uh-oh.
My first beer of the morning.
Corby's
wow.
Cracking one open.
Attaboy.
Might as well. My life's over anyway.
Whoa. Jeez Louise.
Why is your life over?
Just joking.
When did it start? Okay, so you got vomiting,
wait,
you have barely consensual sex, and what's the other one?
Vomiting.
What's the
probably,
third thing?
Probably someone will slip a roofie in somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that goes with you.
Oh,
that leads up to the barely consensual sex.
You know, I don't know that. I mean, in the strictest definition, I don't know that I've ever actually had consensual sex.
It's always been barely consensual.
Or bribed.
All right. What's the magazine I subscribe to?
Begged.
Barely consensual. There'll probably be 5,000 people down here in this area. Will someone today out of this crowd get pregnant?
Yes, I will.
Right on the street or somewhere else?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. Will one of these people become pregnant today?
Yeah, I'm opening up a morning after pill little stand down there.
And will that person who becomes pregnant, is she trying to get pregnant?
No. I mean, she's doing things that look like, outwardly it looks like she's trying to get pregnant.
Like a birth trap?
A birth trap.
Yeah, trying to get, you know.
I don't think that's the medical term.
Yeah, I think it is.
Woman's body, but.
Yeah, if you get a fairly successful guy,
you
get
in your birth trap.
Yeah, birth trapping.
Your birth trap.
I'm caught in your birth trap.
So how long
get
you
go release, birth trap. Release.
How long do you guys stay there?
We'll stay here all
so
day.
So they drag you out?
Yeah. I don't make it down here very often. This has changed a lot since I've been here. What are you talking about?
I don't know if they had Lower Greenville when I was. Last time I was in Dallas.
You're the biggest idiot I know.
Did you walk down here?
No, I actually drove because I got to running late.
Your moped?
No.
Where'd you park?
In a place that's barely legal, which is another magazine
wow.
I subscribe to.
Barely legal parking?
Well, first super hot girl that I've seen today.
I know. Look
at that one.
Hi, sweetheart. We're on the roof.
So you
get
guys
back to where you once belong.
Are you guys Grand Marshals? Are you guys the Grand Marshals or something?
Hey, now you're catching on. No, we're not the Grand Marshals. Matthew McConaughey. We're looking for
no,
him.
No,
he can't
back out.
He canceled.
He doesn't love sex.
I think it's Michael Irvin.
Really?
Cool.
That'd be funny.
No, that girl is hot. Where'd she go?
She's coming up here.
Huh?
No, she's right over there by the beer tent.
Are you Michael? Is your butt
all right.
Speaking of Michael Irvin, how many people of color show up
trap.
At these parades?
Black people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a bunch of black guys down here.
You better walk away from me. Yeah.
Huh.
And residents are warning you to stay away from them.
God. You know,
any black guys are going to end up on barkingdog.org.
Be careful, Chuck. People are coming down here.
Neighborhood joke I enjoyed.
Be very careful because I hear the cops are going to be looking pretty hard at humans, drunk humans today doing their drunk thing. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I was leaving Highland Park this morning, I was talking to a police officer and he was telling me, aren't cops outside of Highland Park, aren't they like Mad Max kind of?
No, they're just like officers like everyone else.
Roguish.
That nine batons
the cop you're talking to, is he one that works on your premises?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In his off-duty time.
Right.
Is this the time of year where the
high heels she's wearing?
Is this the time of year where the neighborhood patrons start photographing people that relieve themselves on
the
their lawns and stuff?
Neighborhood patrons.
Or, you know, the neighbors.
Yeah, that's what we call them.
Oh, my God.
Our neighborhood patrons.
Neighborhood patrons.
It's different down in Lower Greenville.
Uh-oh, sweet, sweet beer.
Uh-oh, Corby's hugging me. He's already getting lovey, Corby.
This is great, man.
This is going to be the best day of our lives.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
I'm so envious.
So we announced where we are. We're on
what's come down here,
blue.
Craig?
Okay, screw with my podcasting.
Okay.
Craig.
Dan's blue.
I got such kid duty this today and tomorrow,
you
man.
You know what?
If you don't
through
show
the
up, they won't miss you.
Right. Call him right now and say, kid, look at the rack on her. I mean, the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you kind of got that.
She looks a little bit like Jessica Simpson.
Keisha! You, Keisha.
Isn't he a Dallas Cowboy?
Keyshawn.
Oh.
Yeah, just forget about your kids for one day and see if they... Hey! See if they...
I forget about your kids all the time, Craig. You can do it.
Wait till you have them.
I know.
Craig.
Well, how many kids you got?
I got two.
Bring them with you.
What do you
got
to do with them today?
Well, we got our
cover.
We got our first lacrosse game of the season.
There's no cover down here.
Ooh, lacrosse.
First
lacrosse game of the season.
How high toned is that?
Only Corby can relate to it.
$3?
Yeah.
$3, sorry.
Are you, who are you guys playing today?
We're
I'm
playing...
NHL. So wait, $3 to get on Greenville Avenue?
Yeah, to get into the gated area.
Really?
Hmm. How old are your kids now?
9 and 11.
Oh, man. Well, that's bad karma.
This 11 and
doing,
9.
Craig.
11 and 9.
There you go.
How did you do that to this country?
I know.
So insensitive.
Now, Rick, your son,
Rosengarten,
your son would absolutely explode down here.
His loins?
Okay.
He's 15.
Is he searching for birth traps?
He would. Rick, you need to take him down here. This is where you need to, if he has trouble ever getting a woman, bring him down here.
This is where you need to bring the director's chair.
Hey, Jason, is that true?
Outside of porta potty.
Is that true, what you just wrote?
Good call back.
Yes.
What?
Layla said she may get pregnant today.
All right.
I volunteer.
I do too. I don't mind being fifth in that line.
Oh, God.
We just set her up in a more porta potty, and
we got a triple teamer and see if we can make a super baby.
What does that mean? Excuse me?
So Layla, what street corner?
The most powerful child in the world.
Nobody under 21 is allowed.
Not even if you're with your parental unit.
Really?
With your parents.
Can't break in your son here. Sorry.
Put a fake mustache on him.
I'm sure that'll look good.
It's all cheesy and pornographic and everything.
Huh. That's weird.
On the all ticket.
Right. I'm going to join Corby.
Do
there goes Dave. Look at that. Sweet, sweet answer to life. Look at Dave with every sip forgetting the problems.
Oh, God.
I'm rich.
I'm powerful and attractive. I have biological parents.
Are you guys
drag something out of here today? Davey's on the prowl today.
Are you guys going to conduct that study where you see how many beers you can get through before you get thrown off the air? You have 2 hours.
Yeah, this is our public service.
All right.
Today.
Good. Then you should try that.
Isn't that cheap? All you have to do is slap the public service announcer on it, and you can do it.
Every break you got
today.
Every break you got to shoot 2 beers.
We make the.
All right. How many can you finish during the course of the show, Dave?
2 hours.
Yeah. You can do 6 beers easily in 2 hours.
I could do 8, probably.
Really?
8 beers in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do 8.
8 beers?
A beer every 15 minutes? That's no big deal.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Rick!
What?
You're talking to veterans.
What am I?
35.
What am I thinking?
The 70s, Rick.
So what am I thinking?
Are you 35, Corby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's getting old up here.
Beer out everywhere.
Okay.
First spit take of the day.
Yeah. That's the kind of humor I like.
All right, count them today. 8 beers.
There's no way,
Rick. 2 per break.
I think they're going to pace themselves.
I'm capable of doing that, but I don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin the best day of our lives.
Yeah, I'll be in bed by 1 p.m. if I do that.
But that would make it the best day of your life. 3 beer? Right?
There's no greater feeling of being a loser when you crawl in bed at 1 p.m. because you burned up your drink early in the day.
Went the whole day away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at the minstrel down there entertaining the crowd.
Oh, the birth trap?
I don't want to be in her birth trap.
No, the dude with the keyboard.
That birth trap's been shot, apparently.
Well, paint a good picture today.
Okay.
For the listeners.
Well, let's do a radio show first.
Well, whatever.
We'll have time for art later.
All right, boys.
All right.
You guys. Oh, by the way, where did GAC rank in your private course ranking? I did get in the shower whenever you guys were talking about that. Or did it rank?
Pick up the magazine.
It made a category. It made a category?
It
did well. Best pool?
Biggest posing celebrity.
All right. Whatever. All right, boys.
See ya.
We'll see ya.
What the hell time is it?
Is the ticket. KTTK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger. College basketball insanity begins March 17th on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Skip work or take a long lunch and play hooky with us. Join Norm Hitchcock and Bad Radio at our own little hooky palace. Hooters in Addison, March 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if your bracket ain't busted, you could score airline tickets, TiVo, a BlackBerry, and more. So save those 6 days now and join us at Hooters in Addison for our hoops.
You know what else? The
what?
Musers?
What?
My dad, Earl?
Yep.
the large black sausage heart individual who forces himself so hard on my Singapore mommy that she had to grow a PGA long driver so much in her belly that it shot out in the delivery room and got the cobbled Asian all over the doctor's apron?
Yeah?
Your dad, yeah.
Yeah, well, that guy, he thought I didn't win enough, so he beat my butt with a cane pole.
Oh, my gosh. He's still that hard driving?
Yep. He poked me in the eyes and booted me in the ass.
Wow.
And then he stuck his boot so hard on my teeth it broke out two chiclets.
Oh, no. That's uncalled for.
So I'm having to eat my pancakes without two front teeth.
Oh, boy. That's terrible.
Awful, Tiger.
Yep, I know.
Well, we're proud of you.
Well, thanks, Musers, and... I have to go now because I want to make sure I get 2 hours in on my sit and spend before I go to the dentist.
Drop Page Radio. Drop Page Radio. It's Georgie time.
Hello there. You're on Ask George. Go ahead.
Hey, George.
Yeah, Corby.
I love you on the morning show.
Oh, Dan, I mean. Yeah, Dan?
No. Just a P1.
Oh, okay.
How do you guys think of all that stuff to say for like 4 hours? What do you do?
That's a
legitimate
question because it is all scripted, right? No, Mike, it's not. We have general ideas, but it's not scripted.
No.
You know, we just kind of have an outline and then, get, you know, a lot like what you do, I guess.
It's Georgie time.
Randy, the concerned neighbor, you're on with George. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Drop Page Radio.
Drop Page Radio. The biggest Drop Page Radio.
Randy, the concerned neighbor, you're on with George. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Yeah, hey, Randy.
Just a quick question on Ask George.
Go ahead.
Do you keep the condoms in the right bedside table or the left bedside table? And may I add, I can do whatever I want.
George, form's yours.
What, is Randy going to have some gay sex sometime or what?
Whoa!
Oh, Randy, you going to take that?
Of course I'm not going to take that. I would say I'd get revenge by sleeping with your wife, but, well.
All right, Randy. Have fun at Rivershund Park tonight.
All right. I'm going to fart and fall down now.
Drop Page Radio.
Have you seen that picture of Rosie O'Donnell where she looks pretty good?
No.
I think I have it up here on one of my shelves. If I could just get up on
this. This is not your house, Carl.
No.
It's in your house.
Oh, good God. Oh, God. John Ritter. John Ritter.
Radio. And now, another Hardline vignette.
Hammer's Hair Care products, can you hold? Hammer's Hair Care, hold please. Hammer's, hold. Sorry to keep you holding. Can you hold? Hold on a second. Hammer here. Hammer's, hold.
Meet
here. Can you hear?
Hammer Williams, suffering through a recurring nightmare of epic proportions. Before he came to the ticket, he was a struggling small businessman. They didn't have sold on hold back then. The fear of losing customers after he put them on hold cost him his hair care and beauty products business, and the rest is hardline history.
Yeah, it's kind of an orange color. Can you hold? Hammers, hold on. Hello, Sherry? No, hold on, hold on.
The Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Leo. It looks like the Cowboys might be done free trading yet. We've got the story next from the Ticket Ticker.
You know when you're cruising out to the car dealership and you actually find a car that you like? And then you're like, you know what? I don't want to sit there and do all the finance stuff and fill out all the paperwork and all that crap. I'd rather do that in my house. And then you're like, well, no one does that. Yes, they do. Grubbs Nissan will drive the car to your house. You can fill out the paperwork there.
Hey, Corby.
They will
Jacob
do it at,
Grubbs.
They will do it at your office.
James Grubbs.
It's Jacob and Amos Grubbs.
Or James.
James Grubbs. Hey, guys.
Amos Grubbs.
Well, how's it going?
It's going well, Corby. We're selling cars.
Right.
We're getting you in a vehicle at a good price.
Right.
We want to work with you, not against you.
Well, that's the motto of Grubbs Nissan.
You interested in a lease today?
Actually, yes, I am, and I'm glad you mentioned
are
that.
Are you upside down? You look real upside down.
Because you have Xterras for $299 a month on a 39-month lease. That is a wonderful little SUV. They've upped the power.
You ever run one of those into a concrete pillar?
No. Will it go right through it?
Yeah. It'll power all right through it.
Yeah, that's the power of the Xterra.
Because dirt saw blades come out of the front and just grind through the concrete right in front of you.
Also,
that's an option.
Yeah, option. That and the undercoating option.
Also, speaking of leases, you can get a brand new Altima for $159 a month. For 24 months.
Now that has the skis that come out of the bottom of it. You can jump things.
I don't know that, but Grubbs Nissan is located in Bedford.
That's an option.
In Bedford off 183 in the Norwood exit. Go visit them. They will deliver the car right to your house or right to your office. It's Grubbs Nissan.
I'll drive it into your house. I'll plow through the front of your house.
The Ticket. Ticket to Crush.
Could be a Cowboys trade coming up soon. Lennox and Booth Eye Care and Laser Surgery Center bring you the ticker. The Cowboys are shopping that win to the Saints for defensive end Darren Howard. Howard had 11 sacks last season. Raiders play the Mariners today at 2 in Arizona. Yesterday at 1, Dominguez was pulled after only 2.5 innings of pitching, but John Hart says the young ones need to play.
That's a part of what you're doing when you build. You spend that kind of time, and you don't come out and shoot from the hip because you have some worries in spring training. We've got to present some opportunities to some youngsters.
You heard Hart on with Norm on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, checking out the semifinal action for the Big 12 tournament today. The game starts at 1. Texas Tech taking on Oklahoma. OU beat Missouri yesterday 83-79, while Tech beat up on Iowa State 64-56. The late game is scheduled at 3:20. That's got Oklahoma State playing Kansas. And Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is your source for Big 12 and also Conference USA basketball. We've got that starting at noon. Also, don't forget the ACC semifinals doubleheader is on The Ticket as well. That's The Ticket Ticker, a service of the new Metabolife Extreme Energy. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is coming soon to a store near you. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy. It's from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to the, hi ladies, the Gordon Keith Show. We kind of call it the rant sometimes. But anyway, we got Davey Lane here.
Are you
going to
fall?
Davidson.
Are you going to fall so I can catch you? You're going to fall so it's going to cushion you? You're going to bounce right back up? He's like the punching clown.
All right, we got Dave Lane, Corby Davidson. We are out on location today on the rooftop of Sands Blue Note on Lower Greenville Avenue in Dallas, Texas. It's the big St. Patty's Day parade that's happening on Upper Greenville, but Lower Greenville, it's party time. We don't have time for parades.
Parade? Parade?
And this is, you know what I was saying last night to...
Your pastor?
No, Laura Miller. I'm still connected in the Dallas scene.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was Laura Miller and Tim DeLauder and I went out to eat last night. And we were talking about, yeah, this is special. I think it's cool that Dallas is having a big event like this. This is becoming more and more of an event each year, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or has it always been this? It hasn't always been this way.
Well, it gets bigger every year.
Right.
I mean, this year they're adding live music into the mix. There's going to be live bands at either end of the block.
This year's going to be more crowded than any year because this weather is...
It's beautiful.
It's going to be 85 degrees out here.
It's $3 to get in, by the way. There's a gated area between Torelli's and Stan's.
It's well worth it just to see. Look at that meat. Jeez Louise. It's worth it just to see some of the hot ladies that are walking around here.
It is Slipfest 2005.
What does that mean?
It means that we're halfway into the decade. The decade is split in half.
It's the worst out I've ever heard in my life. A lot of attractive women who are going to be getting lubed up with beer.
Look at the cops trying to stop me right now.
You can't stop me.
Pigs, man.
Where are they, man? Go turn that camera on me.
All right, Dave's already had a few.
I almost drained his first beer.
I'm 35.
There's a kid. Yeah, I know. No one under 21 is really allowed here. That's why they are outfitting us with sniper rifles. We each were assigned a Mannlicher Cartano rifle.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Hunter Gordo.
A Mannlicher?
It's not even Hunter Gordo. That's Kennedy assassination Gordo.
Whatever.
Kill it. Get it. He's 18. He's breathing.
So, we're on top of Stan's Blue Note. Now, the P1 can't get on top of Stan's Blue Note. This is the first time I've done this with you guys, by the way.
Is that a lie?
No, I swear.
I've been up here before.
I've never done this.
The second time we've done this.
I swear we've done it three times.
No, it's the second time, and you and I were here.
Uh-oh, 5-0, 5-0.
You and I were here alone.
Uh-oh, 5-0,
hey,
cops come up.
Coming up to get us.
Okay, put it all away, put it away.
Put my coat bag up.
So, I've never done this with you guys, and this is great.
I
love it up here. Now, but the P1...
We gotta do this every week.
The P1 can't get up on top of the roof. I walked in the front door and I was asking for the staircase. That's how uninformed I was.
Nobody says.
I didn't know there was a series of ladders I had to climb up like Super Mario.
You have an elevator?
Wow, look at the cops up here.
Hey, cops.
This is the sniper position for cops.
We have to interview you guys later.
Ooh. We got a female cop.
Lady cop.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
Lady cop. Hands up.
Yeah, this is a sniper's nest for the cops up here, and they promise they're going to pick off 10 people just at random, and your family will
just
get the insurance money.
Just to show that they mean business.
7 people. Oh, they've already done 3. So anyway, come by and see us. Pay your $3. Get into this cordoned off section of Lower Greenville. This is a big deal for Dallas.
I'm glad
Dallas is emerging with an identity as having one party destination a year.
You know, Oh, go ahead, Dave. I was just
going to say that,
not being so accommodating.
Especially with the weather today.
Uh-huh.
Especially with the weather as nice as it is.
That's a good point, Dave.
And the crowd that's going to be out here. If you've never come down here, you're not going to feel like you're in Dallas. It's very much like an Austin or a New Orleans type scene.
Right.
It's a really huge street party.
You know who poo-poos this?
Oh, jeez.
Danny Bayless.
Well,
he's like, you couldn't drag me down
here.
Yeah,
you know, for this.
You couldn't get me down there.
And I hate it why people do that. You know, I talked to a couple of people this morning. They're like, hey, you won't catch me anywhere near down there. And why can't they embrace it? It's good for us.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you'll see your fair share of idiots down here, but you will at any event. And parking is difficult. Probably the best thing to do if you're coming from outside of this area is to park at the Mockingbird Dart Station. Just
really?
Yeah.
I just pulled up in somebody's lawn.
Either way.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, I had to rock my car back and forth to move it out of there.
And
St. Paddy's Day is still going on here.
Now, this is not technically St. Paddy's Day. Isn't St. Paddy's Day on Wednesday? They always have it on the Saturday before St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, and you know what? Clear.
Well, you're ruining everybody's fun out here.
Some people think it really is St. Patrick's Day.
This place will be just as big a zoo on Wednesday.
I'm going to Mass on Wednesday.
This is the ultimate cash cow.
To honor St. Patrick.
This is the ultimate cash cow for this area. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Forever.
And the rest of the days.
Always and forever. Look at that meat.
So, that guy?
No, behind the cowboy hat.
Are they letting people in, or?
I think, yeah.
Are these just people?
I think it's begun.
These people?
Some of them are barely people.
We have a couple of beads to give away.
Now, our promo crew will be tossing down shirts. And where are the ticket chicks?
I'm going to clear that awning down below us.
We don't have ticket chicks.
Why isn't Claudia here?
Why isn't Robbie here?
Those are two nice girls to think about. Have you ever used Robbie, Dave?
No, not yet. You haven't?
I'm saving her.
Have you used Claudia?
No, that's Corby's property.
Oh.
I don't touch
her. Well, who have you used?
You know why? Because I put a curse on anyone who actually tries to use her that I pop up in their mind.
Hey, come on. Who have you buckled the knee to?
A ticket chick?
Or anybody that we would know?
Nobody would know.
All just anonymous porn stars?
Yeah.
You're my dad? Think about the knife.
The Ding Dong Cabin?
Through my throat.
I just reenacted.
The blade's so cold.
I reenacted the Ding Dong Cabin.
Yeah, you need to tell the story of the Ding Dong Cabin again.
We told it like 2 weeks ago.
People love the Ding Dong Cabin story. So what happened with the ding? How old were you, by the way, when that happened?
4?
Oh, yeah.
You were older than that, weren't you?
And let me, another thing that I laughed at this, but then I got mad at myself. The other day, Dunn and Miller were cross-talking with Norm, and they were discussing this alligator or crocodile. Is it alligator or crocodile?
Crocodile.
Yeah. Crocodile. And Norm starts talking about this 8-foot crocodile. And all you can hear in the background is Gordon going, oh, 8 feet, perfect, yes. Oh, my God, 8 feet, yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh,
what?
Yes. Oh.
Did you hear?
Oh, yes.
Did you hear me talking in the background when we were doing the story of the semen frosted brownies?
No.
Oh, I did hear that. The prank?
The prank. This guy got mad at this guy who pulled the prank on him, this teenager.
What did he put, peanut butter in his cheese sandwich or vice versa?
Yeah, the guy had put peanut butter in his cheese sandwich, and he got mad at that, so he decided, I'm going to put my own enjoyment on top of brownies.
That was his retaliation?
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
And he leapt like 10 degrees.
I know. He jumped a few steps. And so he gave it to his friends.
Give a guy a wedgie or something for doing that.
And the guy shared them with a couple other friends, teenage boys, and they were eating these brownies.
And I was looking at, oh, yeah, you eating them from opposite ends?
Oh.
On your lips, meet the middle. Oh, you feel that little electric spark, don't you?
Now, if you, like, say you were a closet homosexual.
Yes, mm-hmm. David.
And you ate one of those brownies, would that be the trigger that would just send you off into a gay lifestyle?
Oh, man. If a guy who might be gay tastes that for the first time, their bloodlust knows no end after that.
That's how I'm going to get my wife pregnant.
It's like the crocodile that has the taste of human blood.
Yeah.
It's over at that point.
One, that first drop.
Cannot be redeemed. Cannot be redeemed.
Eat this brownie.
You know what? I wouldn't be opposed to trying brownies like that. I've never had them. I like, you know, I'm into culinary things.
It's not culinary.
Oh.
Should we discuss the, we need to break, Jason, Dill?
Huh?
Sure.
Hey, Dill?
Let's get into the Atlanta shooting.
The courthouse shooting?
Yeah.
What do you mean, get into it? Like, start buying the memorabilia and start going to see it all the time?
I was there.
Road trip.
All right, yes. We had a crazy incident that happened in Atlanta, and Corby wants to talk about it because he loves...
Because he's a huge fan of death.
Yes. Next.
It is such a painful sounding laugh.
It did hurt. Oh, hi, you smiling at us?
Oh,
hey, yeah.
Hi, Kathy.
Short little spitfire, not
yeah.
you.
No. Oh, do it!
No, sorry. I've seen cow udders before.
Yeah. Come on.
Go on.
Okay.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Pull us down.
Go to break, Jason.
He's already in break. He just didn't send it to us.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfman Mind Show, we are on location at Deli News 2 at Preston LBJ. Yes, bagel and schmears for everybody. We're talking Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, and of course, get your March Madness brackets ready. And don't forget all the sports vacations they're giving away with me, Mark Elfman Mind, at Deli News 2, Sunday morning, 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1, 2, 3.
Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams in our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Interviews with big name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham and Miller, Norm Hitchkiss, Bad Radio,
and the Hardline, plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live, local.
At all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't.
Radio.
The system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was. The missile guidance computer scenario works as follows. Because a variation has modified some of the information the missile has obtained, it is not sure just where it is. However, it is sure where it isn't, within reason, and it knows where it was. It now subtracts where it should be from where it wasn't, or vice versa. And by differentiating this from the algebraic sum of where it shouldn't be and where it was, it is able to obtain the deviation and its variation, which is called error.
Radio.
Medications always follow directions.
The Ticket Stop Page Radio.
Sheepard DeLau Sheep. Sheepard DeLau Sheep.
Fred Dallas Morning on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
You still got me, no?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's... Uh-oh. What did I do there? So...
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy called back. Fred,
you see,
this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish... Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, hey... Being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow. I'm way out. Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday. Radio.
Vision to get the greatness of TiVo. 888-834-1999.
Dallas Fort Worth's tickets.
Mavericks are off today after winning the second game of a back-to-back. Man's Best Friend and Cavaliers bring you the tickers. They beat the Bucks 112-110. Avery Johnson was happy with the team.
There was some serious focus with our team, and I hope we continue to play with this must-win type of attitude because that's what everybody else has been doing against us.
Mavericks also put Jerry Stackhouse on the injured list because of a groin injury. The Cowboys could be shopping that win. Reports say the Cowboys want to trade the linebacker to the Saints for defensive end Darren Howard. Of course, we'll keep you posted on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The semifinals are set for the Big 12 tournament. The first one is at 1 o'clock today, that between Texas Tech and Oklahoma. Also, at 3:20, you will have Kansas playing Oklahoma State. Don't forget, here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, after the rant, we will have the Conference USA final, followed by the ACC semifinals doubleheader and the Atlantic 10 championship. That again starting at noon. And checking out the Honda tournament right now, Brett Wetterich is your leader at 12 under par. Lee Jansen second at minus 11. Brett Couples moving up the leaderboard. He is 5 under the 7 holes right now. That puts him in a tie for 6 at 7 under par. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Operators are standing by now. Don't make them wait. Call 214-GO-STAR for tickets to the Cash America CCOI 8. Brought to you by Nextel, ProCut, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10, okay, and then the big hand is passed.
It's like 35,
37.
1091.
Oh, Corby, what a horrible time check that was. Okay, we've had our first, the cops have taken out.
It looks like kind of a heavy set.
That away, guys. You got him. Nice shot.
Six left.
Nice shot. Look at her over there just blowing on the end of her gun.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
Twirling it around,
yeah.
Shoving it back.
We have two cops up here on the roof with us, and they're having a competition to see who can pick off the most revelers.
It's like that old Nintendo game, Duck Hunt.
They're like doing a beer bong and then just popping somebody off.
What out of control cops these are. We got the biggest party.
It's got a patty game. Who cares? We're all drinking.
Hit the one in green. Which one? All of them. Oh, all right.
Look at Sugar over here.
Yes, how are you?
Party favors?
We're good.
You want to talk to us?
We want to talk to you.
We want to talk to you. So what's your story? What are you doing up here?
I'm working for Stan.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Now, how long did it take you to get gussied up for the big parade today?
About 45 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Is that above or below normal?
That's normal.
You live down here?
I live in Midlothian.
Midlothian?
Oh, Midlothian.
Really?
Yeah.
We have friends that live in Midlothian. That's a nice little town.
All right. That's Corby. Tried to get a conversation going with you. It didn't work too well.
I know, it didn't.
Are you a fan of courthouse shootings?
No. We're still talking to you. Hold the mic.
Oh, no, not really.
Corby is.
So, do you like your boobs?
Oh,
Corby.
Can I feel them?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Can
you?
Yeah.
Feel them.
I'd love
are they
to.
Fake?
No, they're real.
They are not
can
real.
Can I feel them?
The Lord, good Lord gave them to me.
Can I feel them?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Grab them, Corby.
You.
I'm not grabbing
anything. Wait, why are we all of a sudden 12-year-old boys? Oh, look at there. Oh. Come on, Corby, grab them. Or yeah, I guess that's David. Hey, look, everyone's applauding, wanting...
Everyone wants to see...
Who wants to see an adopted guy touch boobs for the first time? See, Dave, they want you to.
They just want to see her groped by someone.
Oh.
Jack to work now.
Wait, Dave.
Okay.
This is
Dave?
It. This is the only time
this
you're going to get it.
Only chance.
My surrogate mommy.
Do it. Do it.
Oh, Dave!
Yes!
Dave got the second base today already. Wonderful.
God, thank you, ma'am.
That's great.
Were they real?
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference is.
I love real ones.
Do they taste different?
No, not really. The only difference I've seen is you can blow off the fake ones and they don't notice.
What?
Put a Glock right up next to him, blow through him.
Did you shoot my boob? All right, so Corby now wants to really enhance the party-going atmosphere out here by bringing everyone down talking about courthouse shootings and rape trials. Corby?
Thank you, Gordon. Brian Nichols, 33 years old, from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wasn't he in the OK City bombing?
Terry.
Oh. Terry Nichols?
What? Brian was walking into the courthouse,
Roland
unshackled,
Nichols?
Facing a rape trial, and he was being escorted by a woman police officer.
Why are you adding that in there?
Well, because if it was a guy, this probably wouldn't have happened.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, ma'am. We support you.
There's a female police officer over there, and she's working hard.
No, I mean, the deal was they didn't handcuff the guy.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't wearing any shackles.
Okay.
And so he turns around before they get in the courthouse and starts wrestling with this lady.
The cop?
Yeah. Grabs her gun, shoots her in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
He really didn't want to go to court that day.
No, he didn't at all.
So then what happened?
Walks in the courthouse, shoots the judge, kills him, shoots the court reporter, kills him.
So the woman shot in the face, though, survived?
She lived. She
wow.
was left in critical condition. And then he ran outside. I don't know why he actually went in the court to shoot the judge and the court reporter. I can't figure that out.
Take off. Get out of there.
I don't know. Maybe he's concerned about accuracy with the court reporter and the judge. He's, you know, ticked off because the judge may be ruling against him.
The judge is the man.
Had this trial already started, or was this the first day of the trial?
I don't know details.
Corby, come on.
So then he runs outside.
Starts carjacking?
Yeah. A guy gets out of his car, this guy right here that you're looking at.
He's down here on Greenville Avenue. Stop by and see him.
He's in the paper.
Oh.
Takes his car, pistol whips the guy because the guy goes, I'm not giving you my keys. Well, the guy has a gun. He's like, no, I want my car. You can't take it. Pistol whips the guy and takes his car, and he's out. And he's been on the lam for the entire day yesterday, all night long, and all
if
this morning.
Riding on a lam, you would think they would be able to capture him pretty quickly.
What a horrible way to escape.
That's a horrible getaway vehicle.
Go!
Sitting on a lam.
Come on!
Just whipping it, spanking its ass down the highway.
I would think you would have to kind of walk like bow-legged and pull the lam underneath
yeah.
you.
At that point, the lam's slowing you down. Why not get rid of it?
Anyway,
go ahead.
And supposedly, Jason, he's been caught.
Today, CNN is reporting that he did have a shot and kill a off-duty customs agent, and now he has been captured.
Oh, wait, so he's had another killing today.
Yes, sir.
So he's got three killings in the book, one
he's now being hauled away.
You know what? This isn't going to help his rape trial, I don't think.
No. Even if he gets off on the rape trial, he's going to have some other charges against him.
Oh, you're wearing brown pants for me down there?
Where? Where?
Yeah,
where?
I'm here. Look,
where?
It's over here. See her? Holding her little cup. And
oh, yeah.
Not real made up. Just, you know, probably didn't have a lot of confidence in herself, but she's a good-looking girl. By the way, the female cop that he shot, this is what happened. She's 5 feet tall. She's 51 years old. It says that he pounced on her. And she was injured so badly that emergency officials later couldn't determine whether she was severely beaten or shot in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear, dear, dear.
Her skull was cracked, her brain was bruised, and the bones around her right eye were fractured.
Is it a scary time to be a judge or what?
Then it says, armed with her gun, Mr. Nichols walked from one building to the next using a sky bridge that joins him. Then he walked into the courtroom. So it's not like he was right outside the courtroom.
His immediate thought wasn't escape. His immediate thought was, well, I'm going to get a little revenge while
I'm
here.
If I kill the judge, then they can't even try me.
Jeez.
So this whole ordeal probably lasted like 15 minutes before he ended up in the car and took off. It's amazing that he wasn't caught.
It says he entered the judge's chamber, private chambers, demanding to see the judge after 9 a.m.
First of all, that's so seedy that all judges have private chambers.
A staff member pushed a panic button, triggering a light in the courthouse. Mr. Nichols overpowered and handcuffed the deputy who responded and stripped him of his gun. So now he has two guns. He walks into the courtroom and opens fire. And he killed the court reporter, 46-year-old Julianne Brandow, and the judge. Both died of gunshot wounds to the head. He wanted the people who were involved in his trial, said the deputy district attorney.
Well, see, once again, I'm so liberal, I think he's the victim.
All I know
is the victim here.
All I know is I'm really in a mood to drink now.
Yeah, Corby, what? Can't you pick another story?
So then he runs down eight flights of stairs, runs into the parking garage, where he ran into a county deputy, a guy named Holt Teasley. Mr. Nichols.
Hey, guys.
He shot him multiple times in the stomach.
Uh-oh.
And he died.
See y'all later.
Then he carjacked the guy.
This is a guy who's not concerned with his future. Do you think that this guy had a big 401k? Do you think he's a long-term thinker?
God. How could you do that, man?
Death penalty?
I can't believe they didn't kill him on site.
Looks like they had problems doing that, Corby. All right,
let's lighten the mood.
Yeah, we'll lighten it up here a little bit. Dave is going to do a segment next.
No, I'm not.
Well, Dave, you're part of the show.
Corby just carried us one. It's your turn.
Yeah, I've done my show.
All right.
All right, Dave's going to tell us the funny story about a white supremacist that's seeking an apology next. Stop reading the paper.
The Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 is March 24th. To back your team with the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket March item of the month, a darn near mock replica hockey jersey styled after the Miracle on Ice uniforms of 25 years ago. Pick your choose of either the Ticket Guy's red, white, and blue or the female's Fire Engine Ruski red. Custom made with stitched on logos and an embroidered ticket emblem. See them now at theticket.com. Then point, click, and place your order for the March item of the month. Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice team jersey.
I'm here with the great Jim McMahon. And, Jim, when you guys won the Super Bowl, was that probably, in your mind, the biggest game of your career?
No, not by a long shot. That was kind of anticlimactic after the season we had and the way we won the playoffs. The Super Bowl was just another game we had to go through. But it wasn't the biggest moment in football, for sure.
Okay, all right. Is football different than golf, in your opinion?
Oh, there's no doubt. You got to golf. You don't have as many pads on, but I think it's a lot harder game. It's a game where the ball doesn't move, and you got nobody to blame. I used to blame my offensive linemen when this thing screwed up, but when I hit a bad shot, I can't blame them anymore.
All right. As the quarterback, it seemed that you were the guy taking most of the snaps.
Well, most of the time.
DropAge Radio.
Keep moving. As the quarterback, it seemed that you were the guy taking most of the snaps.
Well, most of the time, unless the center malfunctioned, which happened more frequently than you'd imagine. But most of the time, I should get the ball first.
Good, good. Are you a celebrity because of football, you think, or is it something else?
No, it's because I'm real pretty.
You are pretty.
Especially now I got my teeth back in. I'm really sweet.
All right. Are there more black guys playing quarterback right now than when you were playing? Do you see that trend?
Yeah, there's a lot of brothers out there now. Why? They're great athletes. They can throw the hell out of the ball. They can run a lot faster than I sure did. They're doing well.
And you're not black.
Not just from the waist down.
Okay.
DropAge Radio. DropAge Radio.
All right. Are there more black guys playing quarterback right now than when you were playing? Do you see that trend?
Yeah, there's a lot of brothers out there now. Why? They're great athletes. They can throw the hell out of the ball. They can run a lot faster than I sure did. They're doing well.
And you're not black.
Not just from the waist down.
Okay. Were there more Mormons at BYU than in Chicago?
There was more Mormons at BYU than anywhere in the world.
Okay. That's a fair answer. As a celebrity, do you find that you're more well-known than most other people?
Oh, yeah, everybody loves me. Look at them all. They're gathering around me right now, waiting for autographs.
And are your quarterbacking days over?
Yeah, they're done. Long gone, baby. 5 years ago. Quit it. Now I'm just trying to coach my kids how to play.
And be the best half-black father you can.
Keep moving.
Now we'll give you somewhat of an illegitimate view of National Signing Day from our sports expert, all the way from his broken-down apartment in New Jersey. All right. Okay. It's Ribby Paltz, our sports expert. Good morning, Ribby.
I'm a Samuel Speed dial, man. How you boys doing?
Hey, what's
good.
Up?
Doing good. I've been in a little trouble lately, though.
Why's that?
Well, George, I lost a leg in an accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah, car crash, very bad one. I was driving along the highway there, and a steeple fell off a church and went straight through my windshield.
Right through your leg?
Yeah, it went straight for my heart, but just by chance on that day, for the first time, the only time in my life, I was wearing my steeple-proof vest, and so the steeple just ricocheted off my chest, but I lost control of the vehicle, right?
Right.
Keep moving.
It's Sonic Good. The Ticket.
The Cowboys could be shopping for another defensive end. Dick's Sporting Goods and Sonic Drive-In bring you the ticker. Reports say the Cowboys want to trade linebacker Dat Wynn to the Saints for defensive end Darren Howard. Wynn led the team in tackles last season despite missing 3 games. Raiders play the Mariners today at 2. John Hart says the team is going to try to see many players during spring training.
I think in our particular situation, we've made it clear from the very beginning that we are still finding out about this club. We're still growing this club. We had a lot of guys that had their first full year in the major leagues last year.
You heard Hart on with Norm on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. There's one basketball game of note right now in progress. That is the Conference USA Tournament Final. With 11:50 left in the first half, number 6 Louisville leading Memphis by a score of 22-16. After the rant, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket will join that game in progress. And after that, you'll get to the ACC semifinal games as well. Also, the Big 12 tournament is set for the semifinals. At 1 o'clock today, Oklahoma plays Tech, and at 3:20, Kansas will take on Oklahoma State. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the new Metabolife Extreme Energy. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is coming soon to a store near you. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy. It's from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturday morning from 10 to noon. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You know you're getting old when you go from whatever to Japan.
53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from Lois Greenville. This is Lower Greenville.
You hit away.
In Dallas, Texas, where we are here for the big St. Patty's Day celebration. We're broadcasting live on top of Stan's Blue Note. Stan's Blue Note, a Dallas institution. Look, they got a gathering crowd down here. Corby, isn't that fun?
Yeah, I love it.
I've seen a lot of hot, fat guys. That's always fun. There he is, waving. And we sent Dave down with a wireless microphone to talk to some of the
patrons.
Yeah, we're not going to concentrate so much on the fat guys.
We're having ovary roundup right now. This is a segment we like to do.
This is a service of Slitfest 2005.
Why do you call it that?
Because it's midpoint of the decade.
It's like the decade slip right down the middle?
Yep.
Okay, where are you, David? We're not seeing you.
Right here, right across the way.
Oh, there he is. Okay, hi, David.
Hey.
Okay, now David's got the wireless microphone down on Greenville Avenue, which has been shut off to all automobile traffic, and it's just pedestrian traffic. $3 to get in the special area down here. And I think for that $3, not only do you gain access to all these great bars, but also it's a law-free zone.
And we have live entertainment here. How are you, sir?
I'll give you $3.
$3?
He'll give
I'll give you $2 if you play a song.
All right.
Okay, here he is.
Hold your hot dog?
I'm not gonna touch your hot dog.
Will you hold my hot dog?
Okay, David.
Oh, Dave.
The guy's gonna throw it away now.
Oh, Dave!
You made him throw away his own only
I'll
food.
I'll buy him a hot dog.
Look at him. He hadn't eaten in weeks.
I know. Well,
okay.
I wouldn't say
he's
that.
He's a tiny Venezuelan man with a keyboard.
Do you sing or do you just play?
He's not Venezuelan. That's where he's from,
Dave.
Tell him to do some erasure.
You really don't
know any Depeche Mode?
No. I only know Irish.
Well, play it then.
Well, come on. Be nice, Corby.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, isn't that nice?
It's not real good, Gordon.
What song is that? Well, I think
Struggling.
My Irish eyes are smiling.
Oh.
God, I don't even recognize that.
I think you just hit the pre-recorded version on the
and I'm
keyboard.
Jewish. I'm Jew Irish.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Go talk to the hot girl
Talk to the hot girl.
Look.
Which one?
Right in front of your face.
That human has too many testicles.
Okay.
Talk to somebody who doesn't have any.
All right, wait. I got to pay him for his time here. I got to buy him another hot dog.
Knock him out and run.
Yes. Just hit him over the head and run. That's what I do to people on Greenville Avenue.
All right. I need change from you guys.
Oh, Dave. He's getting change.
Dave, don't worry about it. That guy has no concept of money.
He's already forgotten that I ever talked to him.
That's right.
Get the guy some food.
Okay, talk to the girl, David.
Okay.
Talk to that...
We're right across the way from Stan's. Now, who are you
talk
guys?
Talk to that girl
you
that you said was road hard and put up wet.
On St. Patrick's Day, yes.
So this is a Stan's beer hut.
Absolutely, yeah.
How much are hot dogs? How much should I give this guy?
I don't know. That's not my department. $3.50.
You never touched a hot dog?
Hang on. Here you go. $4, dude.
That's more money than he's made in 12 years.
All right, get the girl who was out.
Yeah, she's right here. I'm talking to her.
Oh, tell her to come out here so we can look at her.
Yeah, they want to see you.
Come on. I'm like,
I'll buy a beer. I'll buy you a beer.
Come on. I'm like Anakin Skywalker. I need to see you with my own eyes.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Oh, look at you. Oh, you're a girl in all the right places, too.
I think you work out.
Sometimes, yeah.
Wonderful. How old are you? You're pretty old, though, right?
That's the wrong question.
Are you 35? I am.
No.
Well, I am, dude. I'm just...
They'll call her dude.
Setting a barometer here.
We're in a fight now because of that.
Oh, no.
I
see, you shouldn't have set a barometer.
I can't
your meteorology.
I bet you're 31.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm proud.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie.
Now, what percentage of your body do you think you could bounce a quarter off of?
Oh, good question.
Probably my butt because it's really big.
I love big butts and I cannot lie.
Tiny.
Let me see. I can't see it right from there.
Let me move the homeless guy out of the way.
He's not homeless.
He's just carrying a keyboard.
He's a minstrel. Speaking of minstrel. Are you minstrelating?
What did he say?
I'm asking the guy if he's playing music right now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh.
What's that tattoo of on your gut?
Is that a target?
It's nothing specific. I just liked it.
What is it?
It's a little squirrely.
Squiggly thing?
Yeah.
Squiggly thing?
You have a boyfriend?
Do you have anything on the back?
We call that spermatozoa.
Too many questions. What?
Yes. Answer the adopted guy's question.
Do you have any other ink on you?
Yes, on my back.
Let's see it.
It says Steph.
Steph. I don't get it.
Yeah,
Steph.
Do you have an infection? A Steph infection?
It's what language is that?
Haha. It's American and Chinese put together.
Oh, really? Are you Chinese?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah.
I was going to have to pray for
you. Are you?
No. We're real people.
We're on the radio right now. They could hire Chinese people to do that?
Yeah. They don't allow Chinese on radio.
Have you ever done Chinese?
No.
Have you ever done Irish?
I am Irish.
You are Irish.
Half.
What about a black guy? You ever been with a black guy?
No, why are you asking me these questions?
Because we're...
I'm engaged. Don't ask me.
Oh,
Dave, leave her alone. How old's your engagee? And where is he?
He'll be here in a minute.
Is that the guy right behind you?
He's 27, and he's very tall.
Oh. I'm going to ask his height.
Dirk Nowitzki?
I told you.
Okay, well, David, wish Steph infection happy day.
Hey, make a lot of money for us today.
Happy menstruating today.
No.
This is the business.
She's not the menstrual.
Today. I went off shower boots to get my...
What? All right, everyone needs to go by and see, if you're listening to us on the radio, go by and see Steph. She's selling beer over at the tent,
she's
the
magical.
Beer corral.
Okay, you guys have the eagle's eye view. Where do I need to go?
I'm going to kill your fiancé today. Your fiancé is dead. Do you hear me? We have sniper cops up here, drunk off their ass.
All right, well, pick a hot girl, Dave. Who do you say that you like?
Point me in the direction. I'm not
Dave, just pick a girl. They're everywhere.
All right, I'm
Dave,
I'm
very nervous talking to girls.
There's one right there talking to the fat guy.
This fat guy?
Yeah, that fat guy. Talk to the girl that's talking to that fat guy.
Oh, Dave, that didn't go over well.
He calls you fat.
Look at him, man. He's a ruddy-faced Irishman. He's about to take a swing at you.
I might come up there.
No, not at us. Him. He's the one.
It's a good thing we caught him before, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why's that?
I'd be laid out flat on the ground.
He's smoking down there.
He's smoking. He's drinking. What are you drinking, sir?
Miller Lite.
Okay. That's a good Irish beer. Start.
So you're going to switch to, like, the Guinness and the Harp later in the afternoon?
Definitely.
All right, talk to the girl. Let's see what
What's your friend's name here?
Why don't you ask her?
Fiona.
Yeah, she can speak.
Well, I just wanted permission from the Irishman to speak.
Is that his girlfriend?
Not his girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, you are his girlfriend.
Oh,
really? Now, where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. You'll eventually upgrade at that boyfriend position.
You'll learn that Dallas is chock full of better-looking guys than him.
We're not one of them.
Yeah,
so
he's a guy with a lot of facial scruff like the fat DJ up there. That's you.
That's Gordon.
You.
Just when I thought God loved me, too. I hear that information.
The fat DJ.
How long have you been in Dallas?
Since Wednesday night.
Oh.
Okay.
How did you guys meet? Online?
Yeah. Did he put up a bogus picture?